The program you are about to listen to is a public awareness drive on the Osun Administration of Criminal Justice Law 2018 with the view to promoting the rights of all persons in Osun State through timely dispensation of justice at all levels. This program is brought to you by the Justice Development and Peacemakers Center, JDPMC, Oshogbo. For further inquiries and inputs, call the following numbers: 0703-974-2314 or 0806-214-2176.
Good day, everyone. My name is Veronica Ene Onoja from Justice Development and Peacemaker Center, Oshogbo, JDPMC. We are here before you today to talk about the Administration of Criminal Justice Law of Osun State 2018. Why are we here to carry out this sensitization today? From a survey report conducted by the organization, 80% of the people lack the basic understanding of this law. We believe that the friction between law enforcement agencies and the people are sometimes product of misunderstanding of the laws regulating criminal justice. Good understanding of the law, we believe, shall reduce abuse of suspect defendant by key actors of the criminal justice. This shall bring about speedy dispensation of justice and consequently prison decongestion. This law is a procedural law that regulates criminal justice. It was passed in 2018 to repeal the outdated criminal procedure law of Osun State. This law comprises of 490 sections. This sensitization will be on key sections commonly used and needed by the people in ensuring their rights are not abused. We shall start with talking about arrest. We have had issues of people being arrested in place of family members or friends. This law is saying nobody should be arrested in lieu of a suspect. That is, if a child commits an offense, his father, mother, or any other of his relatives should not be arrested. The law is also saying that every suspect or defendant must be accorded humane treatment, having regard to his right to the dignity of his person, which means no suspect or defendant should be subjected to any torture, cruel or inhuman degrading treatment. This law has also prohibited a suspect, a person, being arrested based on any report of breach of contract or for any civil matter. If there is any issue arising from contract that it is not related to fraud, that person can only go to court to enforce his or her right, but is not supposed to report to the police to arrest the person who is owing him or who has breached any contract with him. A suspect who is arrested, whether with or without warrant, shall be taken immediately to a police station or other place of lawful detention. This is saying that sometimes we hear stories of maybe somebody is arrested and taken to somewhere else first, tortured before being handed over to the police. And then sometimes we have people in the community arresting a suspect and torturing the person themselves. The law is saying that we do not have the right to torture anybody, even if as private citizens we arrest anybody. That person should be handed over to lawful authorities immediately. This law has also said that if a person is arrested and taken to a police station or any other authority that has the power to arrest, everything that he or she comes to the station with must be recorded such that at the time he is supposed to leave that office or police station or any other detention facility, everything that they have recorded in that inventory must be handed over back to him, except items that have become exhibits before the court. And where it is necessary to search any suspect or a defendant, this must be done with all sense of decency. And if it's a male that is going to be searched, another male is supposed to search him. If it is a female is supposed to search the female. Yes, we have had issues of homosexuals and other things, and that is why the law is qualifying that the search must be done with all sense of decency, and it mustn't be done in a way to harass the suspect. Imagine you trying to search maybe a suspect in the presence of so many people, when you have a place where you can quietly take him or her to, search her, and whatever report you get, you can make public. Believe with the understanding that we have gained today, we will be able to engage our criminal justice key holders better. Thank you.
If you have benefited from this awareness program, we hope you will join us in this joint effort to foster justice, peace, and progress in Osun State. This program is brought to you by the Justice Development and Peacemakers Center, JDPMC, Oshogbo. For further inquiries and inputs, call the following numbers: 0703-974-2314 or 0806-214-2176. Thank you for listening.